I don't want reconciliation, I want your gun. Take the privilege and power, then I pass it to my son. Do I believe my enemies are too far from grace? My idea of a safe space.
Good morning, America. This is Don't Do That, Bro. I am John Parker.
And I'm Dan Duncan.
This is a podcast that's here to help men to fight through cynicism, to
embrace realism.
Embrace, you know what I'm saying? This is what this life is about, man. It's about being 100, keeping it 1,000, and making sure that you don't fall into the sand trap, man. Keep your balls clean.
We're here to help dudes win.
Help dudes win.
If this is your first time, thank you for tuning in.
Yep.
You can go rate us on iTunes.
Yep.
We're on all your podcast apps,
yep.
Including SoundCloud.
Yep.
And go engage with us over at 4thDistrict.com.
That's it, man. We our moniker, if that's the right word, is to give guys the golf clubs that they need to get their swing together, get the ball in the right hole, to drive down the fairway, do all that good stuff. That's, you know, that's Dan's wheelhouse. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have any hoop references or softball references or anything that would be relevant to the conversation.
Right, because they wouldn't be. This is a manly podcast. We don't talk about softball.
Somebody help this man out. You know what I'm saying? He wants to engage me in a one-on-one Ultimate Frisbee Championship. And I'm just like, it's one-on-one, bro. Like, I don't know.
I could totally throw that Frisbee around you and run to the other end and just catch it. And I'd spike it in your face.
And this is the conversation we're having about manliness right now. So, speaking of which, today we have tried over and over and over and over and over again to help men understand what manhood is about, what being a
literally
dude.
every week.
I mean, this is what we do, you know what I mean? And for some reason, I would have thought 2 years in,
yeah, something like that,
we would have no material left. But I'm wrong every day. Every week I'm disappointed, and the lack of awareness that exists in this world to things that, you know, are required to be, not even required to be a man, but to exude manliness, right? There's a difference between being a man, being male, having a penis, being able to make babies. You know what I mean? Like, there's delineations between these things.
Sure.
But there's also a very, very clear path to non-manliness.
Paved in gold these days.
Paved in gold. It's paved in heels, as a matter of fact. So for, you know, something we haven't mentioned in a long time, who's your caddy? I think it's an appropriate time to really give these dudes some caddy lessons. And this may cause a breakup for some people. Is it Nicholson and this dude that just broke up recently? There's some golfer, I thought you would know, that had a caddy for like 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And they
Phil
broke
Nicholson.
Up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And Bones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Bones going about his business. They agreed to part ways. I don't know. I feel like
you feel like someone's going to break up with us because we're about to talk about this?
It might happen, bro. But it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Some relationships you just lose, and that's the end of that.
Sometimes it's like, oh, you really don't listen.
And like, there's no point in continuing.
There's like a level of like, you have opinions, yeah, and we hand you the 9 iron, yeah, and you're like, no, I really think it's an 8.
Yeah.
And you hit your 8, and we're right, and then you come back, and we proceed on.
Yeah.
But if you're hitting driver, and we're handing you a sandwich, like, there's nothing we can do to help.
Nothing we can do. And I don't know how many dudes listening will even be able to, personally relate. I don't know. You know, it may happen. You know what I'm saying? So you can take it personal.
There's someone out there right now that's going to relate to what we're about to talk about.
Or maybe they have a friend of a friend or something. You know, they hit you with, I have a friend of mine who is struggling with this thing, and I want to get, okay. I mean,
If you fall into this category,
yeah,
I will pay for you to go see JP on a professional
that
level.
I appreciate that. I am
whoever
a
you
counselor.
Are out there.
Yes.
You need help if you fall into this next category.
So last time we kind of talked about the shenanigans of the BET Awards, right?
Right.
You know, we had blouses. We had
Shakespeare.
Battles. Renaissance, Black Renaissance happening, and not Harlem Renaissance. We're talking about, again, Shakespeare, Game of Thrones Renaissance. And apparently I missed some things. There was another level of fashion faux pas that kind of took place that was beyond my... I don't know, understanding.
Purview.
my level of comprehension and peripheral vision. So now there's this thing, I guess, I don't know if it's a move or a push or an agenda, just depends on whose podcast you listen to feminize beyond the already like moving and shaking, I don't know what you want to call it, not even a trend, I think it's beyond a trend of just feminizing, I can say black males, we'll get your input since you're a non-black male. And I don't even know, Kendrick said we not black no more. So before we was, you know, I don't know what we, I don't know what people of slave descent, we can't even say African, because you know what I mean? Who knows where I'm from? You know, who knows where my people's from? We're from Mississippi. So people of color of slave descent in America have been under the, I don't know, the shotgun of feminization for a long time, right? Hmm. And so there is a current move in, I don't know who's, I mean, I'm in Atlanta, so I, you know, I can see these things happening for sure, right? And I don't know how big it is across the country and even across the globe, but just to continue to chip away at traditional, quote unquote, ideas of what it means to be masculine or whatever, right? And so now we're at a point where it's just like, bro, it's no holds barred. Like, I don't know if you've ever watched any older seasons of Atlanta Housewives or Housewives of Atlanta, dudes in heels, like big swole linebacker dudes wearing like dresses. Oh, there was one I should have showed you. This is, I saw a dude in a sundress, bro. I didn't see it personally, but on the interwebs, on my Instagram feed, the followers, like, you no. might like, I don't know what I followed or who I followed that would say you might like, but it was a dude in a sundress. Like, that's the move, right? So I'm not even addressing that.
So where are we going to address the people that you're following? Is that,
I don't
is
even
that
know, bro.
Is that a lose?
It's got
to
be,
people
bro.
People need to go through their friends yes, list right yes. now and be like, who is allowing me?
Yeah.
Your name was associated with this picture.
Does it
unfollow.
Show that? It might show that.
Oh, it does.
Bro.
Because you follow this person.
Yep. Get done. It's done. On whatever break I have today at work, in between seeing people and keeping them together, I'm going to get my life together.
Good.
And there's an unfollowing that's going to happen. Good. You know what I'm saying? Shout
if it's my name, let me know.
Because you follow Oust. black men in sundresses. Hey, Dan, what are y'all doing over there, bro?
Hey, man, fashion shoots.
So
I've never taken that fashion shoot.
That's not the one I want, bro. Or that wedding. No thanks. So I got to do this. Shout out to Shane Kidd. So apparently, I forgot to shout him out last week in our conversation about wedding faux pas. He did give me the idea, and like a good artist, I stole and didn't give him credit for it. So I do apologize. He made sure to run up on me at a
<Did he? laughs>
at a birthday party. Who was that yesterday? A dude came out guns blazing. And I was like, I repent, sir. I don't want any problems. So if there's ever been any material that I stole from anyone else, hey, sucks to be you, but I do want
sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. But Shane Kidd, because you're in my circle, I just want to get that to you real quick. Okay. That's not a segue. Shane doesn't wear dresses, but because this is happening, we're doing this. So BET Awards 2016. So there is a, depending on who you follow, who you talk to, whether some Hebrew Israelites or, you know, Nation of Islam or whatever, these more militant African-American black Hebrew groups, you know, whatever
sure.
we is. Are you following me with this Hebrew Israelite black American?
Everyone's trying to redefine what black is.
Yeah. So. These, you know, movements have been taking place for a long time, but there's one particular thing that just gets under the skin of most pro-black, you know, movements, and it's just the feminization of black men or whatever.
Yeah.
So I can't. It's hard to put into words these two posts that we'll pictures that we'll post on the website or whatever. But just imagine, like, on these particular pictures, it's like...
Which I have opinions about. I want to talk about.
Yeah. Do you want to jump into that first?
Can we real quick before
yeah.
we talk about
yeah,
the
yeah.
specific
yes.
pictures?
Yes.
So, because I do think it's super interesting, because I do think, like, masculinity... So, the history of, like, being African-American of slave descent in mm-hmm. this country, I think, is complicated, right? I think on one hand, I think we, the, like, dominant culture of America, has mm-hmm. probably tried to demasculine... That's not the word.
Emasculate. Yeah, emasculate. Yep.
Emasculate mm-hmm. black men for a long time, because the intimidation is a factor...
Mm-hmm.
Fear is a factor yeah. that I think for a long time people tried to, I mean, play out.
Yeah.
And I think that that is terrible and that is awful. But it's played into how we would want, the dominant culture would want to see black men
yeah.
as like non-threatening.
Yeah. Castrated.
Yeah. To some extent. At the same time, mm-hmm. a more modern take on it, I think as well, that I would, you know, add in there and hold not necessarily with equal weight, but like I think is out there, is black men just in general, in my, like, from my view, are far more fashion forward
okay.
than white dudes are.
I respect that. I didn't know where this was going, but I respect that. That's good. I like that turk and the curveball.
Yeah. I mean, just in general, uh-huh. like black culture
yeah
African-American culture, mm-hmm. like, cares far more than, like, I would say, like, middle, like, I'm wearing the same thing I wore yesterday, I currently, understand. Right? Yeah. Like, yeah. there's moments that I mm-hmm. dress up, there's moments that I care, and, like, yeah. I've got those, like, five or six, like, go-to, like, yeah. oh, I'm going to look good that's tonight kind of outfits. Yeah. But, I mean, but even in street clothes, a lot of my, like, African-American male friends care deeply mm-hmm. about what their street clothes look like mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. They don't wear shorts because it's like, no, like we, no one needs to see my knees. Like that it just too dressed down.
Right.
So I think we're going to get into that. Cause I don't think that there's like this, like, I don't think in what we're about to talk about mm-hmm. is like this emasculation of everyone. I think it's target. Yes. I think it yes. is. I think it is targeted at everyone, mm-hmm. but I think that the culture accepts new fashion ideas, the Kanyes and these other mm-hmm. people who are like pushing fashion even deeper into the culture. Mm-hmm. I think you have a white America that even more so pulls back and is saying, no, like,
and you like, should to this, you should,
and is like, we want to maintain this like traditional standards of what clothing yeah. might be. So I think that that's going to play into what we're about to talk about, yeah. but what was your opinion?
No, I think what you're saying is correct in the sense of, you know, being fashion forward and caring about that. And I think it's, you know, the shifts are there, right? So the 90s, you got the baggy everything, right? And 2017, it's, you know, European cut. That's my way of saying skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But, and then there's extremes with that, right? Because I'll wear some slim jeans or something that's tapered at the bottom. I like a good, say romper. No, I don't. I like a good, what do you want to call them? Jogger. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I'm also a certain body type, right? They can get away with that.
Well, what's crazy is like, I didn't wear skinny jeans or like joggers mm-hmm. until I saw like Lil Wayne wear skinny jeans yeah. and Kanye wear joggers. Like yeah, yeah. that was who I took those cues from. Yeah, like, yeah. oh, okay, yeah. cool. So even any fashion cues yeah. that I currently would, people would say is more fashion forward that I wear mm-hmm. would have come from African-American culture. Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, well, I won't get into that recycling of clothes thing, like when things come in and out, but the current idea that yes, like, there's a mixture of the idea of, yes, being fashion forward, but then it's, again, why I mentioned the militant, more militant black pushes for culture and identity and ethnicity and whatever, is that there has always been, especially we're talking about slavery, right? There's always been a move by a greater culture, dominant culture, somebody to emasculate, you know, we talked about black men. So it was literal castrations when people were getting hung, right? Mm-hmm. And lynched, right? Literally cut your penis off. Or taking the father out of the home during slavery, taking father out of the home during Jim Crow, taking fathers out of the home now, like, hey, black woman, if you're getting government assistance, this man can't live in the house, da-da-da-da-da. You know, all these different things mm-hmm. to where the father is removed from the home or go to work in a factory for 12 hours a day, never see your family, don't raise your children, come home and be tired, and you can't, you know, take care of your kids. And that's a more general thing.
Sure.
But now when it comes to the effeminizing of men, the stuff is so blatant in the fashion industry, where it's, is it a trend? Is it something intentional? Who knows? You know what I mean? You'd have to be a real conspiracy theorist to kind of throw out the intentionality of designers sitting in the room saying, hey, we're going to make these black dudes that are fashion forward look like women so that they'll be women. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I don't think there's a grand conspiracy. I think that there's subcontext to yeah. a lot of what people do that they don't even understand. Yeah. But I do think, like, you know, you look at, you know, turn of the century, 1800s, France, like, we're not the most feminine clothing for male and female right. and the whitest country in the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that there's lots of pieces at play, but let's dive into yeah. What we're actually talking about.
So we have, I mean, you just have, you know, the people will have to judge for themselves. We got, in this particular picture, we got togas, there, it's all skirts. So it's not even like we talked about, it's not even like kilts, bro. It's like skirt material. Like you're about to wear like the blazer top and the skirt bottom as a woman on your job interview. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's not even a pantsuit. What do they call it? It's like a dress suit. Like,
I don't know.
Right. So a woman in a blazer and a short skirt is like what I'm looking at right now. I'm also looking like in a man in a toga with some sort of like waistline like corset type of thing, you know what I'm saying? The middle guy there, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The jacket almost, I mean, it's form fitting, like it's a, you know what I'm saying, like a slim suit, like I can roll
yeah,
with
yeah,
that
yeah.
but then it just transitions. It's like a it's like a pullover, right? Like there's no buttons. You see any buttons or a zipper on that guy?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So it's like a pullover blazer that's fits tightly, right? And this guy has not for real. I don't know if that's see-through. What do you call that see-through material? I don't wear it very often as a man, but this, like, see the see-through at the bottom of that skirt? It's
yeah.
Right? I'm so confused in here. I can't even explain, like, lace. What's going on. Lace. I don't have the vocabulary as a dude to even explain what these clothes are, right?
Yeah.
And so that.
So what's funny, so we'll post these pictures up. This is on the carpet.
On the carpet.
On the BET Awards.
Yep.
So we'll post that picture, which to me, this is one thing.
Yeah.
The second picture is where I was like, oh, we're going to talk about this. Because to me, like, I think you could, like, I'm Scottish, like, there's a level of like kilts in my, like in my past that I'm like, look, strong dudes wear kilts. Like that's not a big deal. Yeah.
They will kill you and murder your family in a kilt.
You know what I'm saying? That's true too. There's knives right. like hidden in your kilt. Like that's right. part of the outfit. Yes. So, but it was the second picture that with the heels and other things that were happening that I was like, nope.
So this picture, dude, I didn't even notice this guy. You see this guy right here? So with the long jacket and
the shortest skirt. Yeah.
So basically, let me give you, there's six guys in this picture, right?
So go to fortdistrict.com, you'll be able to see these pictures.
There's men in heels. So they've taken like a traditional loafer. Would that be a loafer?
Those are loafers.
Loafers, right?
Yes.
And they've added heels to them, like 8-inch heels to a loafer.
Like stiletto heels.
To a loafer. So you imagine seeing a guy at the bank wearing his loafers, but his feet are off the ground. His calves are raised, right?
He's getting his workout in.
Right? How do you even walk in this, right? And so on top of that, you'll have different varieties of suit jackets. So this one guy has a suit jacket that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 buttons, 5 buttons. The arms are cut out. So it's like, okay, imagine, it's like a vest, right? Like a vest. That's what a vest is, right? You take the arms out of a suit jacket, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right? But this one is down to his knees. It's past his knees, right? They never tucked in this jacket. It continues. And underneath it, you have a long, 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 long dress shirt that, like, it's even longer than the dress. So it's longer than the white tee. You know what I'm saying? Like we had tall tees at one point in time. This is a tall dress shirt.
Yes.
That goes to the ankles.
Yes.
With a man wearing loafers with heels, right? That's one guy. Then the next guy has a regular length jacket, like a regular suit jacket, but his shirt goes lower than his jacket, and you see his knees. So it's like he's wearing a mini skirt, but it's not a mini skirt. It's a jacket and a dress shirt with the same heels and some dress socks. Then you have another guy who has a long jacket that has ruffles at the bottom of it, right? So it wasn't enough just to have a long jacket. You know what I mean? That just goes to your knees. This one has like, he turns around and he's...
And by the way, none of these people have pants on.
These are the pants, apparently. apparently the long shirt. It's imagine, see, so you, back in the 90s, right? Watching ATL or whatever TV show or rapper you want to watch. Imagine seeing like Method Man with a tall tee on, but it was just a tall tee.
We used to like, it was like the sorority shirts that you like, the walk of shame shirts that you would see after like a long night out of the town.
She's leaving your dorm room in your t-shirt, in your long tee, and some
dude. These two guys, number two and number six.
That's what they're gonna get. Numbers number two and number six, bro.
Reading from left to right.
Yeah.
That, what in the hell,
bro? If my son, bro, like, you know, I'm not even going to get into the gayness or whatever that could potentially happen from this, because these guys might pretend to be straight, right? So the thing is, or be straight, maybe. I don't know. This is fashion that I don't understand. But if my son comes home as number two or number six, get your ass out of my house, bro. Go ahead and get your life together. Man, I'm not even talking about no gay stuff. I'm talking about, bro, don't come in my house looking like that, bro. There are ancestors right now that are dying again. They've already went to the afterlife. They've come back to die again, and you've participated in killing them twice.
Yeah, like, exactly. And I think, again, it has nothing to do with anyone's sexual orientation.
Not even close right now.
It's just a matter of being decent and respectable to anyone. Like, if my daughter wore that.
Bro, I'm saying, right?
If my daughter wore that.
Bro, some leggings. Like, there's some, like, you wear the long dress shirt and put some leggings on, bro.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be okay.
Bruh.
It wouldn't be okay,
bruh. And all I see is knees, bro.
So, and I want to like offer a, like, you know, the best point of view that I think, or the most positive point of view that I think I can add is, you know, obviously runways are full of the most extreme clothing that never actually hits stores. Mm-hmm. Like, you watch any runway show and you're like, no one ever is going to wear giant butterfly wings.
Ever in life.
Like,
except for that one girl. She's going to wear it to the club.
But for me, like, how long before, like, Young Thug...
Oh, he's already doing it.
Like, wears... No. But this particular outfit.
It's too... I think this is too masculine. And that's the trippy part about it, right? Because it's a suit and a dress shirt. It's too masculine, right? For a guy like that. Because he wear... These dudes, Young Thug and Migos and all these dudes, they're wearing blouses. Like, they're wearing women's clothes, right? So that's a whole nother dynamic that's not even like brainwaves right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
have shopping in a women's section.
Right. You have these dudes that will shoot and murder and, you know, have sex with all these chicks and do whatever they do and sell dope, but they wear women's clothes, right? These guys like are wearing men's clothes, but they have made it into women's style. You know what I'm saying? Right.
This is the peak of don't do that,
right,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? This is why we exist, bro, because like there's not even a comprehension. Like, you, that's an excellent point. Like, if I don't think them dudes will wear these, bro, because it's too manly. You know what I'm saying? Huh. Like, it doesn't have that feminine flair. This is making men look effeminate by dressing them as men in women's style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think the heels and the like are what do it for me here. And I think, again, like, we've all been that son that's like walking around in mom's shoes for like, and dad walks in like,
uppercut.
Here are some cowboy boots for you to wear.
Exactly. We're going like, all the way opposite.
Like, let's educate. And I think there is a form of like socialization, mm-hmm, that, again, like, men, in my opinion, is that generally men's clothes should be utilitarian in the sense that they serve a purpose and they create comfort for those people around them. So, mm-hmm, there's times where I do dress up, and I dress up a lot, but like it's going to be in a situation where everyone else is like, you know, dressed up around me. Anyone that walks in one of those outfits, mm-hmm, makes everyone else around them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
100%. Which to me is like the most disrespectful thing that someone could do.
Bro, and the thing with this dude is, like, his nuts are probably very close to the bottom of that shirt, right? You know what I'm saying? So even if he does have drawers on, like, right now I'm visiting none
compression
of these guys.
Shorts right, to right, the, like, my dude, Doug at the gym.
Doug, Chad is
Chad,
in there. Yeah,
Chad
man
at the gym.
Bro, like, I don't see them as wearing underwear. They probably do have underwear on, but, like, all I see is, like, nuts, bro. If this dude sits down in a long, you know what I'm saying? His nuts are out, bro.
They didn't get the formal training across their legs.
I'm kidding, bro. There's nothing happening right now. So I did find the guy in the sundress, by the way.
No.
This is happening right now.
No.
Yeah. So this is the conversation that's the wider conversation to men of color, because I don't see this. Even like when you have like, if it's boiling down to like a conversation about homosexuality and like dudes that are the effeminate dude in the relationship, I don't see a lot of white dudes that are effeminate doing this. Like, I don't see them wearing males. Like, we're looking at a picture. Should we pose this one too?
Yeah, we can post that one.
Of a dude in a sundress, right? I don't see white dudes wearing, I don't like the black culture that exists for effeminate homosexual men, again, with the heels and the makeup and the you know, just all of that stuff. Like, it just, to me, it's a cultural phenomenon. Maybe you've seen it, but I don't see it in effeminate gay white dudes. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a thing where when the conspiracy theory comes in, when it comes into like, is this where is this coming from? Why is this happening? You know what I'm saying? And the unnecessity of it. Like, it's gay, cool. You want to dress like a woman, cool. Do you do the trans route? Do you get the surgeries? Like, what does that look like? But to be a man trying to peddle what we're seeing as off as fashion, as okay, as in this is what dudes are doing now, bro. Like, I mean, the Romans had their time. You know, toga parties have their time. You know what I'm saying? Like, kilts, again, I respect a man in a kilt. I would rather run up on a Roman guy in a toga than a man in a kilt. Like, this
right,
is not
right,
my thing. Like, I'm going to take my chances with you. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where, like you're saying, the disrespectfulness, the idea of like, hey, man, like, yes, okay, this is way out there, but the BET Awards was a BET Awards. Like, the second picture with the guys that are just taking the model shots, that's one thing. But, like, there are dudes out here that are intentionally going out And then the one of the guys, I'll show you, know, if, I don't know if you notice this guy's feet in the middle. Look what the shoes he's wearing, bro. Like, it's not even Jesus sandals. It's literally like wrap around, like
my wife owns those sandals.
Right, you know what I'm saying? The wrap around your calf, the little string, the string, shoestring things that wrap around your calf. They're like calf high. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I don't, there's no more don't do that, bro, that I can express that will surmise what my eyes have partaken in. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a cultural aesthetic that's okay.
Yeah.
And this ain't even like morals. This ain't even like, you know, sacred, secular. This is like in general on GP. Hey, man, don't do that. Stop it.
Well, and it, you know, it's the trickle down effect too, right? Because yeah. High fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have cultural leaders like the Kanyes, but all the way, like, bro, you used to run with this man, so I'm going to ask you how long.
Gosh.
How long before Lecrae shows up at one of his shows? Because he's pushing into that fashion.
Yeah.
Like every post I see of his, like, and dude is a man. Like, yeah. And every, like, I'm not questioning anything as far as that's concerned. But dude's super fashionable. So how long, man, before? Because then it's like, then everyone else starts to get their cues. Then everyone else starts to say, oh, this is now normalized.
Hey, man, if he does.
Because influencers. That's these guys that are the models that are being dressed in these things, like, they're not influencers.
Right.
But the second that the people that lead the subcultures and the subcontext of, like, whether it be, like, the, you know, Christian and, you know, thoughtful subtext that, like, the Lecrae's would lead or the Chances for that matter.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's so funny because I don't ever see Chance showing up in this.
Kendrick's not. Chance is not. Jay-Z's not. You know, hopefully Lecrae's
not. But Kanye
not.
Definitely is.
Kanye for sure. I mean, he's also drinking some Kardashian
like
water.
Like Rory, like, who came up through Atlanta.
Yeah.
He's showing up in one of those.
The,
like,
basketball players, do you see the pre-game walkthroughs that some, like, dude, I have pictures of Tristan Thompson that I can show you, bro, that will blow your mind. This dude is 800 feet tall, looking like him. Like, who wore it better? You know what I'm saying? Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle, right? Like you've seen the who wore it better. We've talked about it, right?
Yeah, totally.
So Hoopers, like, have been awesome since the 70s, like, setting fashion trends or whatever. They had Charles Barkley. You've seen a picture with him holding the clutch and the little short shorts. You know what I'm saying? So they've pushed that envelope. Excuse me, they've pushed that envelope for a long time in a certain sense, but it's just like, I don't, maybe because they have so much money, what they're actually wearing, guys can't replicate. Russell Westbrook, like, I have dudes that are like, yo, he's not the man, bro. Like, he's always questionable, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, except for at the NBA Awards, like, he had a suit and tie on, but like these things are like, those guys, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you don't get to see them enough, or people don't see the walkthroughs enough to be influenced by that, but I feel like Jaden Smith, like, that dude has pushed it. You know, him and Willow have pushed that thing. And I think he's younger, so I don't really know what that looks like. But I just feel like if people probably had more monetary resources, they would probably embrace it a little bit more. Because, you know, you can't go to Macy's and buy that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You have to go to a specialty place, or you're getting it altered yourself, or you have money to get a tailor that's going to do it for you or whatever. But, like, yeah, I think if it becomes affordable, like, if Forever 21, because they have men's clothes, I think, in that store, I think. Or just any mall boutique store people actually have access to, like Express, what is it, Aristotle, you know what I'm saying? Abercrombie. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All these places.
Hollister, if well, that's probably more white than black. But if you have mall stores or places that people have access to that have affordable variations of these things, I think it's going to be problematic, bro.
So, and here's the interesting thing about the culture, and for good and bad, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a negative side to this.
Yeah.
White America elected Trump.
Yeah. True indeed. You do have that, touche.
So the question is like, where am I wrong here? Yes, is the question, and maybe we'll save the second topic of talking about the financial conversations to another episode, but because I think this might open up a can of worms, but I think it's an interesting conversation. Where am I wrong? Because, and not that I voted for Trump, because I didn't, but where does white America go wrong? Because if white America saw that, they would lose their minds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Justin Bieber may be able to, like, to rock, like, a tall tee, kind of, like, long shirt, but he's going to be wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, there will be a line to which, like,
it becomes scoop tees, tees or something.
Yeah, yeah. But where dads of the Trump voters rise up and
I
say,
will beat your ass.
No, this is not going to happen.
Right.
And for good and for bad, like, and I guess where would we venture to say that that's in the same line as Trump. Like, oh, you're just closed-minded. Mm-hmm. You're just like, you have just such a narrow sense of what manliness is. Mm-hmm. You have such a narrow sense of what it is to, you know, exist in a diverse mm-hmm. culture, mm-hmm. in an asexual culture. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You're just ancient and you are angry. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm doing by just hating on these guys?
It may be, but I still think that the issue becomes, like you said, this asexual culture, whatever it is that's being promoted, right? So I'm in a group chat with some guys and we're talking about homosexuality. And is it a group of victims or is it a group of trendsetters, right? So it's like, I think that's a valid conversation, right? Yeah. To have that conversation. And so I think that where we are now in America, because, I mean, this stuff has probably been done in other cultures, you know, Europe. I can imagine this stuff being happening a long time ago, right? Sure. So this stuff is just catching us. And I think that the issue has become, for too long, men have been passive. They sat back and they haven't put their foot down when it comes to saying, defining, like, hey, we don't even have to go to a conversation about gender roles, right? Like, okay, that may be an ancient conversation, but we can have a conversation about the differences between men and women.
Sure.
Right? They're like, I'm not going to go to any lengths at all to entertain any conversation where somebody tries to convince me that men and women are different, right? Like, I'm not saying job-wise, I'm not saying career-wise, I'm not saying equal pay, I'm saying being different.
Right, right.
Like, we can go to anatomy.
Wired differently.
We can go to anatomy, we can go to the, you know, why clothes fit a certain way, and why women have been convinced that heels are comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? We can go into all of that. And so I think that, yeah, there may be a certain level of people saying, hey, you're just a hater, get with the times, blah, 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 blah. But at some time, someone has to give some pushback and say, hey, this isn't about get with the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this guy in these six-inch...
stiletto heels
that were transformed from loafer heels. Like, I'm gonna fight you. Like, I don't have a problem fighting you. Yeah, I don't care how big you are. You could be, you know what I'm saying, Ray Lewis in that. Like, all right, bro, like, it's a certain level of disrespect that I'm not gonna take from this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Right? Again, the kill conversation. A dude run up on me in a kill talking crazy. I'm like, hey, bro, chill out, man. Let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation, man. Let's figure out why you're so angry, man. Like, hey, let's be reasonable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think that with all these elements combined, it's just a matter of, yeah, you can, you know, it can be labeled as hate, it can be labeled as not understanding, but it's just, this is beyond a blurred line. You know what I'm saying? These particular things, a man in a sundress, bro, like, what is that? What are you hating on? You know what I'm saying?
Well, and the question then goes to, what are they seeking, right? Because mm-hmm. I think on some level, we talked about the basketball players mm-hmm. and the rappers. I think to some extent they're seeking shock value in headlines.
For sure.
Where it's like, how do we get attention in a room filled with people that are abiding by, you know, what social norms to some extent. Mm-hmm. So the best way to do that is to shatter those social norms and wear something that everyone talks about the next day. Mm-hmm. My name's in the headlines. Mm-hmm. I'm talked about for other reasons.
Yep.
But again, I think for those people, maybe they don't understand the repercussions of said actions, mm-hmm. Or how many people are taking notes, where people then who are not seeking shock value, mm-hmm. but are seeking acceptance, then follow someone that they idolize as lead. They buy into this new trend of mm-hmm. male rompers or stiletto heels. And then they get like ostracized further by a culture that says no. And then it creates this vicious cycle of, well, mm-hmm. who am I and who is going to accept me? And then, like, I hate to speak in, like, hyperbole, but then you end up, like, I think the end of that road is a more and more extreme, like, isolating a group of people. And then they find one another. And then their extreme, like, the thing that brought them together becomes the thing, their identity. Mm-hmm. And they start wearing dog costumes. Like, I mean... and saying like, oh, this is how, like, this is the identity. I finally was accepted,
right?
After trying more and more things to find a group of people that I could identify with.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what boils down to. And that's what I think we should be talking about to some extent on this episode is like, dudes, like, I think dudes need to win by saying like, who am I and what am I comfortable mm-hmm. in? And be cool in that, no matter what that thing is. Right. And be very careful to start taking trends from people that you don't know, that you don't associate with, and that don't care about you and your long-term happiness.
Yeah, I think the excellent point you've made, and it's taking careful consideration about your cues, right? So even for me, the transition into wearing fitted jeans or khakis or I keep on saying rompers, bro. I don't know why that's there, but just joggers or whatever. It took me a long time because when I in the 80s and 90s, I was wearing joggers. Like that was all we wore back in the day. You know, I don't know if that was a California thing, but like from starter stuff to swishy pants from Nike, but all of my pants were tapered at the bottom, right? They may have been a little baggier than our traditional joggers now, but I've been on that. Like that's all I lived in. You know what I'm saying? Even to the point where the jackets had a little elasticity in the arm too, you know what I'm saying? And so, but now because of the climate and the culture, I'm like, bro, like I've tried on some like skinny jeans and my nuts hurt, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like my male anatomy was in danger, bro. And I was like, yo, like I can only do this for so long before I'm going to have to consider whether I can have children. Like that serious. Like, you know what I mean? Sure. Like I had to buy a bigger waist size so that the pants were bigger there. And I actually, like it leads to having to sag and different things, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that to say that even when delving into this new fashion thing, right? Or old fashion, whatever you want to say, there was certain time that it took me and certain levels of consideration and certain levels of like, you know what am I comfortable with? And what am I going to do for the sake of fashion, right? Yeah. And for the sake of being fashion forward. And like now I feel embarrassed when I wear my... It's not even dad jeans, but jeans that are like regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, these are so baggy.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not 90s baggy, but they're just not fitted or whatever. And so I get like shame and like trying to fit in and trying to make sure things work. But like an addendum to what you're saying is like, man, if you're not comfortable with you first, if you're not comfortable with who you are, if you haven't accepted your body type, like I see dudes trying to wear things that they can't wear.
Yes, dude.
Bro, you're a football player, bro. You can't wear the skinny jeans, man. Like it just don't work out, man.
Yep.
Like it just don't happen. Like you have to accept that.
Yep.
And until you sacrifice, you just might have to have a cool shirt and some regular pants or a gold chain. I don't know what you have to do to offset or a cool haircut. Or if you can't grow hair, go bald and wear a beard. Like whatever it is that you have to work with what you have. Be assured in that. You know, affirm yourself in that and not try to go to these extremes, man.
No, so we were walking, me and my wife were in New York. I was on business and she had come up with me, and we were walking like down like, you know, Madison Avenue or one of these other like kind of window shopping. And I was like, you know what, like I think for a long time I've tried to like find the trend, and I think I'm gonna be really happy if I wear like tighter jeans, yeah. Like but like fitting jeans, yeah. And a V-neck every day of my life.
Bro, I'm okay with that.
And it's like, yeah. I think I'm entering a stage of life where like I'm comfortable in that. Mm-hmm. And it like, it checks the boxes as far as the rooms I walk into.
Yeah.
People kind of being like, oh, he cares to some extent about fashion, but it's not like, it's like, okay, cool. That's where I can live and be happy and be comfortable. And I, because for a long time I was like trying to fit in this thing. I'm like, man, I'm getting closer to 30. Like this whole like fashion thing. Mm-hmm. Like I do think it's a young man's game, and I do think that it's a lot of wasted money. Mm-hmm. And I do have a lot of clothes that I'm like, why didn't someone love me enough to be like,
come on,
you
dude.
Cannot pull that off
ever.
You
ever.
Can't pull that off.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as you want to, and as much as the other guy in the picture looked great in it, you do not have that muscle structure.
Nah, sir.
You do not have that hairline. Mm-mm. And you do not have that girl on your arm to make it look that good.
To pull it off, sir. To take some of your aura down and highlight her a little bit more. Yeah.
You just don't. And like, I think dude, you'll be much happier when dudes come to terms with the fact that what you said, you are a football player.
Yeah.
You are a round dude.
Yeah.
You are a tall dude.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Be comfortable in that.
Yeah, my homie said one time round is a shape, so you're in shape. It's just a different shape that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
But like, I have a few friends who are bigger, and like dudes look like when they dress themselves to their shape, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But when they try to wear skinny jeans and like a tighter fitting shirt, you're like,
bruh. You about to pop, bro.
Bro, like, you look the most uncomfortable.
Have you seen, this may be a cultural phenomenon, but I'm sure you've had a biscuit in a can before, right? Maybe some Pillsbury or something like that. Have you ever?
Sure.
And you open it up when you
pops.
First open that's how the boys be looking, man. Like, bro, at any moment now, the wrong breath, the wrong step, a fart, like, whatever happens, bro, you're going to pop out of that thing, and it's going to be like the opening up the, you know, the biscuits.
And to do that, bro, is like, and when you put on those jeans that you used to wear all the time, and you're like, oh, these are tighter, It's time to get in the gym, bro.
That's it, man. That's,
it's like, yeah, the jeans did not get smaller.
No, they didn't. Nope, not at all.
I remember trying to tell myself that one time, like, oh, these jeans, they just shrunk.
Yeah.
They got extra hot.
And that's why my stomach's hanging over these, uh-huh, this waistline. Not you, per se, but, you know.
I remember, yeah, a wedding I went to, and it was just like, the whole time, like, because the jeans were tight, I gained a little weight, mm-hmm, and the because when your jeans are super tight, the fly, like, doesn't always, yeah, lock at the top, and, yeah, it can slip. The whole time I was like super self-conscious. I was like, I got that gym hard the, mm-hmm, next day.
Thick Dan, yeah, was out there, boy.
Yeah. And, yeah, I was like, too many beers.
Yep. Thick in the waist, cute in the face.
I told my wife, because we got married, I did like the freshman 15, yeah, when we got married.
Yeah.
And I still have the driver's license picture to prove it. And every time I look at my driver's license and I'm with my wife, I'm like, why didn't you tell me I was fat?
Hey, man.
She's like, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And I was like, no, tell me.
Please.
I want to know.
Please. Yeah. Well, I have the opposite. My wife reminds me daily of the thin man effect that's going on in my situation. So we're on this P90X right now. So I'm trying to do something about it, man. Slowly. I just want my polos to be tight on my arms, bro. That's when I know I'm winning. You know what I'm saying?
Just when you slide that pole on and it just hugs.
That's it, man. That's what it needs to have. So when I get to that level, I've arrived.
All right.
Until then, you won't catch me in the 8-inch.
You and levels. Sean, what's the guy that does P90X?
Sean T.
No,
he,
bro,
does the Insanity, I think. I'm messing with the other white dude for P90. I can't mess with Sean T, bro. Sean T's, he's fitting in tight places, all right. But it ain't, I'm cool, bro. I'm all right, man. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We had it a shortened version due to scheduling conflicts, but I think the quality and the content of this conversation, I think, is acro pro. At the end of it all, we want dudes to understand that, hey, you need to be comfortable in you, right? You need to understand what works for you, what doesn't work for your body type. Everybody can't pull off every fashion, you know, trend. And even more than that, man, like, from a cultural standpoint and being a slave descendant black man, and people are gonna have a problem with that because we're more than slaves, you blah blah. I get it, but the point I'm making is I don't understand right now in 2017, outside of my family being from Mississippi, what I can relate to. So as an African-American black person, whatever you want to do, I think there is an important step that we need to take in looking towards why our trendsetters, when it comes to a cultural thing, whether it comes to fashion or whatever, moving in this realm of effeminate, of feminizing what you're supposed to look like, what you're supposed to wear. And I think we just really need to do some real introspection and understand that, hey, on some levels, things are acceptable, some things are not, but we have to take a stance on something. You know what I mean? And again, this isn't about homosexuality, non-homosexuality. It's just about, you know, understanding that, hey, man, some stuff just doesn't work. We don't need to see dudes in sundresses, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see dudes in transformed 8-inch heel loafers, bro. I don't need to see men wearing long dress shirts with their nuts out, you know what I'm saying, and blazers for the sake of being fashion forward. It's just not okay.
Agreed.
And you have any final thoughts for your white brothers? Huh?
Don't vote for Trump. But stay true to the just tight jeans, V-neck, rock it out.
If you want to wear some Skechers, you know what I'm saying? If you wear some dad jeans, man, yeah, do your thing, yeah, man. But just, you know. Yeah,
get that like t-shirt, mm-hmm, jean.
Yeah.
You don't have to stray far from that.
That's it,
that
bro.
Two-step.
That's it, man. It's a process, man. We got the white Skechers. We got the blue, yeah, jeans.
You know what? When it comes to fashion, my personal opinion is I make so many decisions throughout the day that if I can wake up and make one less decision where it's like
t-shirt,
blue jeans, yes, t-shirt,
I'm out.
Some nice like new Nike, yeah, Flyknit, yeah, kicks.
That's it. Zuckerberg effect, man.
Yeah,
that's what that dude is doing, man. Yeah. He's got the same t-shirt. Or Steve Jobs, I guess, started that.
Yeah, he, yeah, started it for sure. And, yeah, I totally agree with it.
I started buying a 6-pack of black tees immediately. Like, mm-hmm, oh, Walmart, I'm gonna just get these 6 black tees, yep, and when they wear out, give me 6 more. You, yep, know what I'm saying? That's a $20 investment every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
If that, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how you care for them. I hang and dry. Hang, dry them, don't put them in a dryer.
And it looks clean.
Looks clean, man. All right, guys. So hopefully, well, you know, if you're offended, please let us know why. You know, I might have some sharp words for you. I might come with love and care and compassion. But I think when it all comes down to it, man, it's 2017 moving forward. America's always behind on stuff. You know, we're trying to catch up and play cool. Some things, like Dan said, will never see the light of day. Some stuff is already seeing the light of day that needs to get shut down. I live in Atlanta, so I'm very aware of the culture that's happening and the shift that's happening in fashion. And I'm saying stop it. I see you. I'm hitting you with a cease and desist because it's not okay.
Must end.
It must end.
Because if any shorter,
boy,
we will live in a new world.
It'll be a new world. It'll be a distracted world. It's something I don't want to have in my purview, as you said.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I'm John Parker. You can find me on the internet. C John Roar. SEEJONROAR.
I'm Dan Duncan. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Dunk and all the other socials. Hit us up. Let us know what you think. Rate us on iTunes. Share us on SoundCloud. Comment on FourthDistrict.com. It's been real.
Ignore the middle, screaming for peace, turn around and I sell the missiles. Hurt me, pride is pain, idols and struggle whores. Don't appropriate my space, we can argue who struggles more. He said disagreement doesn't mean that I hate you. If you're intolerant of my views, then what does that make you? Cynical.
We don't take too kindly to being lied to.
Yeah, I think that makes
me
cynical.
I can look inside you. Yeah. I'll hate you if I fear you. Yeah. And we feel cynical. That we're blind to. So if I sound cynical. Sound cynical.